Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Last week, I experienced one of those unforgettable travel days for work that leaves you both exhausted and contemplative. After working for a client in Iowa, I left my hotel at 1:15 a.m. our time. Yes, that's a.m. as in absolutely mad. To head back home. Having worked in the hospitality industry, I always found hotel night managers to be rather interesting and exceptional creatures. But surprisingly, the man behind the desk in Iowa was cordial, attentive, and super jazzed about the work he did while most sane people sleep. My bill was accurate and his smile was genuine. This was an efficient checkout process delivered by a fully engaged employee. My rental car had performed well all week, and at the start of this hard day's night, it didn't let me down. I knew there would likely be no one at the desk when I arrived at 2 a.m., but I was confident they'd have a smooth process for returning the keys. There was a small process glitch, however, no envelopes to place the keys in, and no person to speak with, so I dropped them off in the slot and hoped for the best. The first flight to Chicago proceeded without incident, but there my luck took a turn. Boarding the connecting flight, the initial relief of settling into my seat was short-lived. Abruptly, an announcement declared a mechanical issue, prompting everyone to disembark. While I appreciated the swift identification of the problem, the lack of empathy from the crew member, who had just minutes earlier professed gratitude for our business, was, well, it was just striking. Hours stretched on in the terminal as our one-hour delay ballooned into 9 hours. Automated updates from the airline app efficiently kept us informed, but face-to-face communication was sorely lacking. Seeking clarity, I joined the queue at the customer assistant desk, where I witnessed a stark contrast in service quality between two agents. One was efficient and empathic, embodying the promised customer care, while the other, presumably a supervisor, exuded rudeness and inefficiency. Opting to wait, I finally received the assistance I needed from the former, leaving me thankful for her competence and disheartened by the latter's demeanor. Landing at LAX nearly 22 hours after I'd left Iowa, I realized one of the new processes was to shuttle the rideshare passengers out to a lot where they could meet their booked driver. Frustratingly, the bus broke down. A process failure for sure, but the people side of the equation failed too. Our driver didn't speak a word of English and didn't seem to give a hoot that his customers now had to navigate the LAX roadway system by foot to make it to their rideshare. He just threw his hands up in the air, which I translated as, "Get off my bus." So reflecting on this nearly 23-hour saga, I realized anew the importance of both efficient processes and engaged personnel in delivering exceptional service. Throughout my journey from Iowa to Los Angeles, instances of breakdowns in systems underscored the critical role of human interaction. While processes can falter, it's the individuals behind them who determine whether a customer experience is positive or profoundly frustrating. I'm a great believer that we go to work to make money, to do the things we really want to do with those we love. And I always miss my wife when I travel for work, but this day more than ever reminded me it is indeed a blessing from way above the skies I just flown to be home sweet home.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.